Hello and welcome to Talkin' Wrestling with Pond Water Dave. My name is Justin Davis and it's great to be back with you this week. As always, I'm joined by the First Lady of the Arn Anderson Fan Club, Miss Amy Vaughn, and of course the man who counted Ric Flair's last match himself, Mr. Pond Water Dave Miller. What's up, guys?
How y'all doing?
It is
good
to
have a good
be
week.
Back. Yes.
Well, guys,
who we got with us this week?
Well, dang. So much for telling us how your week went, Justin.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to make them wait. They don't want to wait on these guys.
Nah, I was just messing with you anyway. Nobody wants to hear.
Nobody wants to know.
Are you on fall break this week, Justin?
No, I don't get such things. I wish.
Really?
We don't get a fall break. No.
Oh.
Well, joining us tonight are two very talented individuals from the AWA Pro Wrestling, Alabama Wrestling Alliance. First, we have manager of champions. He's part owner of the company. He's brilliance personified. The brilliant one, Brandon Turner.
Yay.
Oh, that was a good introduction, Dave. I've never seen you do that good. I mean, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And who's these other two here? Hey, how are you doing? What, Arn Anderson's fan club?
Oh, yeah.
She got my number earlier. I don't know who this ugly dude is over here on the side, but hey, he's all right.
And our other guest is
nobody.
I hope, hopefully, so it doesn't mess up my introduction. Is one half of the AWA Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Everybody needs more Koloff, and tonight we got him. Welcome to the show, Vladimir Koloff.
Yay.
That's right, Pond Water Dave Talking Wrestling needs more Koloff. Glad to
need
be
no Koloff. That's what it needs. But whatever.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Our guests tonight hate each other.
Nice.
Very much so.
Hate each other. So, man, this man has cheap shotted me in every spot he can get. He's never stepped foot in me fair game.
Interesting.
I haven't stepped any foot towards you. I've cannonballed you instead.
You're a cheater. You're just like America. You're a cheater.
Well, I wanted to address that because it's been my experience until recently that he was a cheater. When I refereed his matches, I was working overtime.
I have never cheated, Dave. I've never cheated
what?
A day in my
what?
Life.
And then
never.
And then I went to Alabama. Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. That's how I look at it. But
I
went to Alabama and I worked for AWA, and to my surprise, Vladimir Koloff is loved by the masses.
Well, that's because they're idiots over there.
Okay? Not since Nikita Koloff have I seen a Russian get a pop, especially in Alabama.
And Mississippi.
It's yes. Very special. It's very special. They seem to love me over there. I mean, I am talented. I am handsome. I'm a champion. I'm very humble as well. But
yeah,
it's very surprising
handsome.
The reaction I get.
You cover your face, right?
I think
and somehow I still look way better than you, balding one.
Are you of any relation to Nikita Koloff by chance?
I am not of relation, but obviously I know of him and his dynasty, as well started by Ivan. I'm definitely familiar and a big fan.
I think their grandparents fought in the revolution together, if I remember
possibly.
Right.
Yeah. What if it's like Smith, you know, like a last name that, you know, is very common. Interesting.
Very much so. Very much so.
Who is your partner? If you're one
well,
half
my partner... My partner, one half of the AWA Tag Team Champions. My partner is Charles West, who's also the AWA Mississippi Champion. Together, we're collectively known as the Pride.
Oh, okay. The Pride. I like it.
Yes, yes, yes. The Pride, because I'm the Pride of AWA. He's the Pride, the Alpha Lion Pride. And together, we form one of the best tag teams in the South, without a doubt.
There you go.
And Dave, you said you've refed.
I did
AWA.
Ref there. I'm excited to hear all about AWA. They have an incredible building in Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh,
that,
cool.
I mean, it looks like it was custom made for professional wrestling. And they have the fan base that makes that venue pop so well.
Ocean Springs Civic Center, second Saturday of every month, you can catch AWA Pro Wrestling there. But I'm gonna just say this. I'm sorry to cut you off, Sweetwater Day, Palm Water, whatever it was. But Ocean Springs Civic Center kind of reminds you of that 2001 Hammerstone Ballroom ECW kind of feel.
Ooh,
to it.
Okay.
I love that venue. We picked that venue up back in, what, January or so. The first main event in that building was Bordell Walker taking on Chris Papps for the AWA Heavyweight Championship. Great venue. Love that venue. We just had the celebration, a two-night event there where Alexander Hammerstone beat Mr. Koloff over here. Don't want to talk about
did.
That too much.
He, no, he did. He did. Nightmare Pendulum in the middle of the ring for the 1-2-3. That was 24 hours before Jarrell Maxwell put you in a Pink Panther suit, if I recall correctly, and embarrassed you in front of everybody.
We don't need to be talking about that.
By the way, first of all, front row only. That's right. What's up, Liz? Second of all, yes, Ocean Springs Civic Center. That is a beautiful building, and we come across that building by accident. We lost our original building for that month, and we needed to fill the gap. And we ran a show there, and from that point on, we fell in love.
Awesome.
We really did.
It's such a neat venue. And that second level, they have a section where their fans are so rowdy, and I loved it so much. It reminded me of the PCW arena because we had a rowdy section. And that's what it got all over me. I mean, I was all in my feels about it. And I was thinking those guys need to be hanging. They need to be hanging over the balcony.
Oh, my.
That and having that kind of energy just come down on you because
they might jump the rails if the reaction isn't quite what they want. You never true. Know.
That would
well,
be a big
this, Dave,
elbow
you
smash.
You talking about PCW, you talking about Texas. Guess who's going to be in the building in Ocean Springs this Saturday night?
I saw the poster. That would be all 460 pounds of romping, stomping, mass destruction, Angel Camacho.
Exactly.
Ooh, really? Brother. Are you wrestling him? Who's wrestling? Ooh.
Oh.
Well, the last time Angel Camacho was in Ocean Springs, he probably brought me my biggest battle I've ever had. I did manage to come up with the victory, albeit one of the very, very few matches where it took absolutely everything in me to win that match. And Angel Camacho is truly the Puerto Rican juggernaut. That's not just a nickname, but he is back this Saturday night. He's not wrestling me, thank goodness, but he's wrestling Alexander Overton, who is a hard-hitting son of a gun. His chops are like none other, and that's gonna be a big match.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been in the ring with Alexander Overton, and there ain't no doubt those chops, man, made me have an out-of-body experience. I was scared.
Really?
And unfortunately, you came back into your body afterwards.
Well, I refereed that match, and it's the only time I've ever counted Angel's shoulders to the mat.
Really?
And I've been refereeing for him for a few years now. And the chop, you think his chops are bad, you ought to let him hit you in the face one time.
No, I don't want to.
I don't. Yeah. I didn't want to either.
Or to get a cannonball by him.
Oh, but I got a little over-officious last Saturday night, and he didn't take too kindly to it. And
that's because you're trying to cost him the championship, Dave. Look. I know ain't nobody listening right now. I'll go ahead and say, we know you cheat. We know you're not a fair ref. I've seen it.
He has cheated in some of my matches, to be fair.
here's the deal. This is what happened. He put Bam Bam Malone's head in a chair, and he was going up, climbing up the ropes, and he was going to do his Camacho bomb on the chair.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This was a first blood match, and this wasn't a kill Bam Bam match. It was a first blood match. With no disqualification, I felt helpless. I wasn't gonna let him. I wasn't gonna let him permanently injure Bam Bam.
What match did you say this was? What kind of match?
It was a first blood match.
Well,
you should have never intervened.
Well, yeah, because I see you attacking Angel here in this picture.
Well,
and he just defended himself.
He shoved me, and I shoved him back, and that's Angel, on me.
Angel looks scared for his.
You
personal
need to
safety.
You need to be held accountable for your actions. Well, and it looks like you pushed him first, so in turn,
no, he got down off the ropes and pushed me, but I told him we were not going to do that. And
to me, it looks like Dave is performing a Pele kick to Angel.
I agree.
It does look like that. Even though I don't agree with you on much, but it does look like that.
Well, I only know this because of the picture, because I was asleep before I hit the mat.
AJ Miller.
But the thing was, is to me, when I'm refereeing, y'all say the wrestler safety is first and foremost. So I make no apologies because I feel like I probably saved Bam Bam Malone's life. But.
Well, you did.
But
very
I will
tell. So.
but trying to get Angel Camacho to respect my authority, I miscalculated, and as a result,
I knocked the fuck out.
No, it looked more like that. What was that marine that it imploded underwater? That's what it kind of looked like.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know.
Brandon, he is known to cheat. He cheated for Ric Flair because it's his favorite wrestler.
Well,
so.
I saw that. He did do that.
We all know. We all know Ric Flair. We saw him at night. He'd done been about six beers, seven. No, nah, he's probably about 12 pack in. And Dave was like, I gotta help him. So he tripped up, and then there it is. One, two, three. I counted Ric Flair's last match. Oh, I didn't know.
Everybody saw Ric's shoulders were down on the mat when Dave counted three, but he raised Ric's arm.
Well, that's because Dave.
How did we reverse the whip on me? I mean, a minute ago, our guests were going at each other's throats, and now they're unified to attack me.
I think it was the
and it doesn't
kick
take much to unify
comment.
Us.
Yeah. Now that we all
you saw
know, the Pele kick.
Something, though. If you take two refs and Ric Flair, what do you get? You get two mini-me's. You got Charles Robinson over here cheating for Ric Flair, and now you got Dave Miller here cheating for Ric Flair.
He's got his own band of crooked referees that he runs around with him.
I need to go ahead and find a way to do that.
Oh, my God.
He's got like a whole group of Danny Davises running around.
Oh, man. And Danny Davis is still working people with the OVW and the wrestlers on Netflix. I mean, still working people.
No, how did y'all like that? Did y'all watch that?
$30,000 in a month.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard a lot about it.
This man's busy working, Dave. He ain't got time. He's busy kicking ass and taking names.
This man ain't the only thing he is working. He's working the system.
How'd he get his green card, Brandon? How'd he get his green card?
Well, aren't you the system?
No. I'm not. I'm talking about the system.
You see what Brandon Turner's problem is? Brandon Turner's problem is a couple of years ago, he backed up the Brinks truck to try and get me to join his little group of merry men. And I was much smarter than that, and I said no. And now he's headed against me ever since.
You know, I can remember a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Wait. Put the glasses back on, please, for the love of God. Thank you.
Is that better for you? I can remember a couple of years ago, me smashing that, or, you know, Mac Daddy smashing that beer bottle across your head, me counting the one, two, three. Remember that?
And then he sobered up and left your sorry, you know what.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you about the band of merry men. Who all do you manage, Mr. Brilliant One?
Well,
Belligerent One has a group called Belligerent Inc., but I'll let him answer.
Brilliant Inc.
Okay.
Russian imbecile. First,
spell
you got John Taylor, the main event baby. I tell you, take one look at him, you're going to love him. Murdo Brown, the future of professional wrestling. Take one look at him. I got KJ Kai, who's my muscle, who takes care of me, baby, who can take care of everybody else as well. Hold on. This
puppy.
This is Enzo. This is Enzo. Say hey, Enzo.
Oh, my gosh.
He's pretty.
Enzo with a run-in.
And then you know, we've had some good members that had to go away. We had this little calf that we had to neuter and put away.
Oh, and I now hate him.
I don't. Yeah, who likes him? He's whack, right?
He's very whack. He's very whack.
Since then, so I guess he's gone. But that's my group, and you know we're great. We're brilliant. We're Brilliant Incorporated, baby.
Well, that was about 2 minutes of audio nausea. But speaking of his little group of merry men, this Saturday night in Ocean Springs.
Hey, didn't John Taylor beat you already?
I'm getting to that. I'm getting in that. So calm down. Drink your little IPA, bald man. But this Saturday night, that's right. There it is. The big bad Vladdy Daddy needs more cola. Russian Destruction himself is going one-on-one with toddler John Taylor himself. And
he's not a toddler.
Well, he certainly looks like one. It's either Toddler Taylor or Vanilla Ice wannabe. But regardless, John Taylor is a former AWA heavyweight champion. He won it by hook and he won it by crook. I stepped into the ring with John Taylor back in July, and thanks to the help of the balding one himself and his little group of merry men, I did not walk away with the title that night. But things have changed over the last couple of months. He's not the champion anymore. His group is withering away. Brandon Turner's hair is withering away. And here we are this Saturday night in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I promise you, John Taylor, I'm sorry, Liz. I know you're there right now watching this, and you're very upset, but you have to come cheer for me. You don't get to pick either one.
Liz is not going to cheer for you. She is going to cheer for John
this
Taylor.
This Saturday night, I'm going to give John Taylor a cannonball with absolutely no remorse.
I want a Vladdy Daddy t-shirt after that.
No kidding.
Well, you can get one at www.needsmorekoloff.com.
Yes, you
no
can.
No kidding. Hey, Arn Anderson over there, fan club number one. I thought you asked me for my number before he even come on, and I gave it to you. Now here you are all up on him. What's the deal with this?
I don't even know what to say.
I know you don't know what to say. You done conned me.
Sorry.
There you go. Needsmorekoloff.com.
You're no Arn Anderson.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing Needs More Koloff.
Vladdy Daddy. I like it.
I know.
The big bad Vladdy Daddy.
So this is something I just happened to notice. Right, tonight you have a red mask on. In that picture you had blue. Do you change the color a lot, or do you stick to the whole outfit?
Very
huh?
many colors, very oh, many colors. Okay. I've got red gear, I've got yellow, blue, I've got purple, I've got pink, I've got green, I've got some new gear that's coming up. There's a little secret right now, but if you tune in to Vladimir Koloff stuff, you'll see it very soon. Halloween themed, I'll tell you that, but yes, the Soviet colors are the red and the yellow. I'm the real yellow and red, brother. But I like to dabble with different colors every now and again. There you go.
Like
see the red and white?
I like it. Okay.
And that's a beautiful man in that gear, too, may I say.
Yeah, that's why he hides himself. He's such a beautiful man. He hides himself.
And I still look better than you, balding ones. Like, tell me how that works. I wear the mask and still look better than you.
Oh, please. You could never look this good, man. Look at me. I'm sweeter than a German chocolate cake. I lift barbell plates. I'm a woman's pet and a man's regret. I'm Big Daddy Turner, baby.
You lost me at barbell plates because just looking at you, we can tell that's a lie. You lift as many barbell plates as that around your neck is real.
Oh. Enzo, look.
The dog is coming to tell you that you're telling too many lies.
The Vladdy Daddy got Enzo upset.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's like, he don't like Russia. Like most Americans.
And you can't teach that.
There you go.
Little Enzo. So
we're loving the Enzo run in.
Definitely. Aw. Brilliant one. How long have you owned AWA?
Not long. I think it was back in April. I mean, we've been a part of AWA for a while.
Okay.
But it was just kind of it's a crazy story. It was he was pressured by too many
IPAs one night, and he woke up the next day and owned the wrestling company.
There you go.
That looks like Chewy beside you from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Chewy.
Well, that is Shorty. He's one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. He always helps me out. See, he's got a security shirt on.
Yeah, upside down. I like that.
I met Shorty when I was there. Great guy.
I'm digging your outfit, Mr. Brilliant One. Oh. I like that. I love that coat.
Oh, you know, there she goes again.
Palm Water Dave, can I speak upon something that goes upon wrestling?
Let's do it.
All right. You know, you look at that outfit. Like you said, you like that outfit, right? Mm-hmm. Now,
I don't. It's trash.
Nobody cares what you think. Okay, let's just be honest. You're on here trying to steal my spotlight.
Oh.
But you look at that, and people, you know, they see that, and they don't know what style is. I mean, they live in trailer parks and tin cans. They don't know what style is. You know, just like half the wrestling group around here. I mean, they come in, they do their little fancy 450 splashes and their suicide dives, and they think they're doing something special. And what do they end up with? A broken neck and a ooh and a ah. Me, I end up a millionaire, looking better than Donald Trump, got more money than Donald Trump, and guess what? More style than a Russian.
And a bald head that steals all the spotlight.
Look at that suit. Look at that. Oh, my God. Look at that one right there. The paintball suit. That reminds you of Saved by the Bell 19.
Hey, speaking of 450s and suicides and ooh and ahs, you've got one right there, it looks like, to your left.
Oh, that's no longer in Brienne.
I don't know about – that kind of looks like Nasty Boys to me a little bit. That
Well, there you go. I know
you're really nasty.
I see RJW there with you.
I was trying to set you up there, Vladdy Daddy. I do have a question for you though. As far as your like wrestling style of Vladimir, what would you say? Who would you compare yourself to as the way you work in the ring?
The Berserker from 1992.
Well, I mean, there's that. You know, in a lot of ways, people tend to try and throw me into a box. They'll say I'm a powerhouse, or they'll say I'm a bit of a brawler, or this or that. Every now and again, I throw a flashy move here or there. I really don't have one dynamic to me, I feel like, because every match is different. Every opponent is different. And sometimes you have to do different things. I believe I'm a bit of a hybrid of many different styles. Hard hitting. I'm very much quicker on my feet than most people would believe. I definitely have a little bit of power behind me, but I would say I have a little bit of a hybrid style between power and agility.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to compare him, now I'm going to be honest here for just a minute. I don't compliment this man at all, but I will say this. I've been around him for 5 years, probably a little longer than that. I don't know. You know, can't stand him. I've actually managed this man.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, he actually had a little bit of brilliance in his life for once, but, you know, he had to go back to the loser. But I will just say this. This man right here is the it factor in this area. I promise you. This man could go wrestle for any company right now. I don't care what anybody says. Any company on the planet, this man could go wrestle for him. Can't stand him. But he's better than about 90% of the wrestlers in this area.
Brandon, when you say this area, tell the listeners exactly where do you guys work out of? What towns mostly do you guys
work
out?
Well, I'm not just talking about the towns that we work in.
Yeah,
we work
out of
Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We go to Pascagoula, VFW. But when I put it, I'd put this man against anybody. You want to, let's just kind of give an area, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, mm-hmm. Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. I'd put this man against anybody. And I would not be disappointed.
Yeah.
I'll second that because it doesn't matter if they love him or hate him, he gets a reaction. The crowd exactly. is not the crowd's not disconnected while he's there. I refereed for him in Fountain Hill, Arkansas. We were in Fountain Hill, and I mean, he had them. He wasn't popular with them that night. They wanted to kill him, but what I'm saying is that they're not heading for the concession stand or the restroom when Vladimir Kolov enters the arena. And like I said, and he had the crowd in AWA out of his hand. I mean, I had the time of my life down there just with the energy of that crowd.
Dave.
And I really enjoy wrestling for AWA in particular because that crowd is bar none. It's very special. Not taking nothing away. I get very unique reactions from everywhere I wrestle, but AWA fans, they really bring it. And this year alone, some of my biggest moments, I mean, if you count first, second, third, if you go to top five, probably most of them are in front of an AWA crowd. And I appreciate the nice words, Dave and Brandon. Thank you. I will not join your little group. So just calm down.
That was not an invitation to join my group, you little Russian.
Quite frankly, I'm glad.
But I do want to ask Dave and Erica, is that your name?
Amy.
No, I know her name. I'm talking about you.
Justin, thank you.
Erica. Oh, I thought that said JD.
You was close. You was close. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been in there with Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
I just want to ask y'all a question. Okay. We know what Dave enjoys. He enjoys the prehistoric wrestling like George Hackensmith and, you know, that was back when Ric Flair's book. Amy, I know you enjoy CME, but what kind of wrestling do you enjoy?
Arn Anderson, obviously.
I like the – I prefer to watch Arn or FTR.
Okay, I like you. All right, what'd you say? Name was Johnson, Lil Johnson. Yeah. What was your name?
You're not Justin, and I would have okay. to say
no. Lil Johnson is a shirt now.
Lil Johnson.
He was the creator of it.
Podcast. That's a different podcast.
Oh, I think I would say I grew up a WWE kid, so I'm definitely a Bret Hart guy. You know, growing up, that type of
I've never heard of Bret Hart. Who is that?
We can tell you never heard
oh,
of Bret Hart.
No. All right, so we're all hearing about the 90s and the 80s, and then go to Dave and back in the 20s. What's the difference in today's wrestling and the wrestling where he grew up on?
Oh, they don't wait on anything. They don't wait on reaction. They just fly through their moves is one of the differences that I noticed.
Definitely. Well, nobody sells.
Yeah.
Nobody sells. Nobody goes through the motions. They don't tell a story.
Yeah. Nope. That's what I mean by not waiting on the fans. They just go right through it. Yeah.
The problem with wrestling today is they don't let things soak in. They are out there to pop themselves instead of the fans. The most important thing in wrestling is what? The fans, right? Mm-hmm. If you got the fans 100%. In the palm of your hands, but you got people back, you know, oh, got to do this and do that.
They want to believe. They want to believe. They're begging you to make them believe.
Exactly. Definitely. And it's not that hard to do. You know, you go out there, you don't have to worry about what you can get in or being selfish. Just go out there and entertain the people that paid the money to see you. That's the key factor. And I don't know what the key word. I mean, the key word is entertain.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. I mean, Mr. Perfect went out there back in the day, man. You believe what he did. Because, I mean, he sold and he did everything he needed to do. Hulk Hogan, I can't stand Hulk Hogan. Never liked Hulk Hogan. Was never, well, until he joined the NWO. But what did Hulk Hogan do? He captivated the crowd. He entertained them. Ric Flair, even though Dave Miller is going to just keep saying, I counted the 1, 2, 3, even though he cheated, but he counted. Ric Flair, you believed.
I'd like to remind y'all that the referee's decision is final.
It is final. Let me ask you this, though. What was it like being in the ring that night and doing that?
Man, it was...
I'm doing a damn interview with now.
No, I'm just... tell you the truth, it was... There was so much... The enormity of it didn't hit me until after it was over. Because I was so concerned about, one, not falling down, running down the ramp. That's my biggest concern, is don't fall down. I slid in and did it, but I was so concerned for Rick and his in the condition he was in. I couldn't get him to respond to me. And I was really concerned with his well-being. But I mean, once it was over, the enormity of it just started piling on me in waves. Like, man, I just counted Jeff Jarrett's shoulders to the mat. The Undertaker was in the crowd. I performed in front of the Undertaker. He didn't sit in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Mick Foley was in the crowd. Bully Ray was in the crowd. Bret Hart was in the crowd. Diamond Dallas Page was in the crowd. Kid Rock was in the crowd. I walked into the gorilla position, and there sat the Undertaker. There was Michael Hayes, Hurricane Helms. I've got Road Dogg in my ear. Scott Armstrong's giving me instructions. Dr. Tom's back there running gorilla. I mean, just wave after wave after wave of things hitting me. And standing in the ring before the tag match with the Von Erichs and the Briscoes, I got out there early while they were had a segment on the they were doing a vignette with Lawler in the back. And I just stood in the ring and I took in being in front of that many people. You know, it's just that was my experience, is that I was proud to be there as part of something special, but the absolute enormity of it hit me in waves for the next couple of days afterwards.
Well, after listening to that absolute trash of talk, can we please just move on back to this? I don't even know what
the short answer was. It was the second best moment of his career, next to Vladimir Koloff refereeing his matches.
Absolutely.
It was legitimately the most fun I've ever had with my clothes on.
All right, that was enough.
And he almost took his clothes off.
He was trying to take his clothes off. Do you not realize when he was going in, he was trying to pull his pants down because he was so excited to be in the same ring with Ric Flair?
Well, that just took a wrong turn.
It really did.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we in West Virginia or somewhere?
Oh, that's where I live.
Mississippi? I can't remember.
Little Johnson's from West Virginia.
Yeah, that's where I live.
Little Johnson is?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know what? I watched that movie.
Yeah.
They did your state wrong.
I know.
Because, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, y'all do have paved roads somewhere.
We got running water most of the time.
Sometimes. I didn't need to see the movie to know they were right.
Mr. Koloff, I wanted to ask you, how long have you been wrestling?
You know, I just celebrated my 9-year anniversary being in the ring recently. So nine years since 2014, I've been bringing the gift of more Koloff to each and every ring I step into.
So how do you feel like you have changed as a wrestler in those 9 years?
Oh, wow. You know, I most recently watched my very first match. And what is this picture? We're talking about my first match in the Catman. I hate him. I hate him. He is whack.
I can't stand him. He is whack.
He's very whack. But I can remember leaving the venue after my first match and thinking, man, you know, for my first match, that was pretty good. And then I watch it 9 years later, and no, it was not. It was not very good at all. Man, I have grown 1,000% as a performer since my first match. I mean, just in this period that I've had alone, this year I've got to wrestle former world champions. I've got to wrestle some of the very best in the South. I've had many, many career-defining moments as far as Southern wrestling is concerned. Just looking back 5 years ago, you know, I was still wrestling regionally, but, you know, I was 360 pounds. I'm down to about 240 pounds right now. So physically, I'm a different performer.
Just in the last year, your transformation in the last year has been amazing.
Yes, it has. I've and just on top of that, you know, I think differently now versus how I would just 5 or 6 years ago. Much less my very first. I was just a scared kid my first year. I mean, really, just a scared kid that wanted to just everything to go well, and I still want everything to go well now. And those butterflies and anxiety before a match definitely has not changed. It's intensified, if anything, because now I'm in bigger positions when I'm on these shows. A lot of these wrestling cards, I'm much higher on the card than I used to be. So I don't take that for granted, because I want each and every ticket paying customer to get their money's worth off of my stuff alone. That's the very goal. That's the very big goal that I have. I want to be one of the very best in the world. I mean, it sounds lofty, but that's exactly what I want. I want to be the very best in the world. So I take any time, whether it's somewhere in Mississippi or somewhere in Maryland or out of the country, wherever, I take what I do very, very seriously. And so, long story short, yes, I have changed in so many ways, physically, mentally, spiritually, as far as the wrestling business is concerned.
What Dave was talking about, your body transformation, have you is that involved a diet change, or are you just being really careful about what you eat? Has that helped, or is you just doing some other
stuff? Not a drastic change. But yes, a different diet in some ways. And just changing up how I've exercised. I've gotten a little more knowledge over the last few years of how I should treat my body. Everyone's body's different. So the diet I do may not be for you or him, definitely not for Brandon. What you do in the gym may be different, but I've kind of dialed in what works for me versus what doesn't. And you have to change that from time to time. But yeah, definitely in the last year have made the drastic. Last year I was probably around 300 pounds. I was 360 at my heaviest, but it's just, you know, not so much worried about what the scale looks like. Just worried about how you physically feel. Honestly, last year when I made the changes, it wasn't so much about losing weight. It was just, I want to get stronger. I want to get more agile. You know, when I broke into the wrestling business, I was 21 and I'm 30 now, which doesn't sound like a big change, but physically is very different, especially 500 or 600 matches in. And you just have to constantly change how you're going about things so you can overall continue to stay at the level and go a level above in your performance.
Dave, so, he only eats Russian beet soup now, that borscht or whatever. That's all he eats.
Well, it's working because it. I mean, it's
made a crack.
not the Brandon Turner diet, where meth is a hell of a drug.
Let's talk about how real life affects the wrestling business. So you're Vladimir Koloff. You have the Soviet flag behind you, and then war happens, and it's headline news that Russia's invaded Ukraine, and you're showing up to the arena in full Russian garb. You chose not to lean into that. I mean, especially at the time, you weren't a fan favorite. I even told you backstage that, you know, go out there and cut a promo on Ukraine, but you didn't, and people are dying, so I understand why you didn't want to do it. But normally wrestling, I mean, they see that as an opportunity to turn the heat up, and you chose not to do that. And I looking back on, I commend you for that. But how nervous were you? How nervous were you at that time, especially in some of these little towns that you go to? I mean, let's face it, there's some of these towns that they got one brain and they take turns sharing it.
And this is true. I have definitely experienced not from this particular scenario in life, but I've definitely experienced the knives, guns pulled on me, fans waiting in the parking lot for you, trying to attack you. I've experienced that before the war started. And I will say, yes, I've taken a stance as far as not really dwelling on the real life scenarios of what's going on with the world, versus, you know, really putting my foot to the ground. But I will say that in times where it's brought up, I probably have responded in such a way that many people wouldn't enjoy. It's as far as me personally, I have not dealt with anything different in the last year and a half that Russia and Ukraine's been to war. Now, obviously, you have a fan here or there that's sarcastic in their remarks about, oh, Ukraine and this, that, and the other. I definitely have had some people reach out to me and have very strong words towards me as far as, you know, you still choose to have the hammer and sickle and the communist, you know. The biggest go-to thing that people tell me even before this was, you know, the Soviet Union died 30 years ago, right, Vlad? And my response is, well, you're reacting to it right now, right? And they usually are. It's crazy how some things, as much as things change, they stay the same. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is how even people who come to a wrestling show are not really a wrestling fan. They see a character like mine, and then they instantly gravitate towards it. Because even if it's just for ha-has and having fun, it's something they can react to. Versus, you know, and I'm not knocking anyone, but you definitely have this day and age where, you know, they might have flashy looking gear and they might do things in the ring that I could never do. But at the same time, you know, the one constant thing in pro wrestling is storytelling. And you can change the formula all you want, but the number one ingredient is always storytelling. And, you know, in some places, I wrestle for Assault Wrestling Alliance in Maryland, which is, the venue is literally 30 minutes away from the White House. And I am their heavyweight champion.
Nice.
And, you know.
Hey, baby, not all that glitters is gold.
Including that chain you're wearing.
Chain costs more than the trailer you live in.
I don't think Walmart sells anything that expensive. Anyway, so there, it's sort of different, but at the same time, a majority of people really, really, when they come to wrestling, they want to have a good time. They want to enjoy the show. They don't want to worry about what's going on in their real life or the real world or anything like that. So they look at me as this animated character. The mask attracts them. The colors that I wear attracts them. The character that I present myself as attracts them to react and have a good time. I definitely do have the very serious, like you said, once sharing minds in Mississippi type characters that definitely take it to a whole nother level. And sometimes I react in the best way, sometimes I do not. But it's really individual scenarios for me, because you never know what you're going to get into. I mean, and that's just with pro wrestling, period. I have made the choice to do whatever I need to do to entertain, to stand out, and I pretty much stand by it. And it's like you said, you know, I've definitely had people, you should mention Ukraine, you should go out there and say that you're gonna bomb Ukraine tonight and this, that, and the other. And my answer to that is yes, I could go that route, or I could take this character that I play and make it my own and make it something that people at least will go, hey, that Russian guy, you know, he does it different. And that's what I've chosen to do.
Let's move to you on that, Brandon, because I mean, the crowd hates you a lot.
What?
Oh,
I mean,
oh my goodness.
That was after I got hurt. I fell down a step.
Oh, you fell down some stairs?
A step.
Oh, a step.
So I want to ask you, do you have a Have you had similar incidents with the fans where they've wanted to, you know, they wanted to try to hurt you outside of the venue, or have they come over the rail trying to get you?
I had a woman one time, she swung at me, almost hit me from around the rail. And when I turned around, I said, "Mama, why did you do that?" She said, "I should have done it 30 years now." I had an old woman that was running in Theodore, Alabama. I didn't even realize it. I actually saw the video of it. I was on the outside. She took a swing at me, and I just happened to duck it at the right time and didn't even note that she took a swing at me. I'll just go back to this. Vlad, you was in this match, so you can contest to it. Solid Steel Warfare is kind of like War Games. It was our War Games. Had 5-on-5 inside a steel cage match. And
you know, I whooped your ass that night.
Yeah, you did. The video is actually on YouTube where you whooped me with a belt for real. And then a kendo stick and everything else. But anyway, besides the point, I remember that night because it was so special. My music hit that night. And when I came out, people stood up and started clapping and cheering. Not because they liked me, but because my ass was finally getting in the ring and going to get my ass whooped. And now Enzo has made another appearance. He's barking.
He doesn't like hearing about you get beat up.
No, thank God for Enzo.
It hurts to see me get beat up. I mean, I know I'm a stud. I know I look good. And we don't need to mess up these, you know, great features. But, yes, I've actually had a dude try to wait for me. I was at I don't know why this comment made this guy so mad, but it was at one of the Alabama shows. His wife was sitting on the front row, and I said, you know, they told me there was going to be livestock in the building. They just didn't tell me it was going to be on the front row. And I looked at her, and I don't know why that struck him so bad. But he was waiting in the parking lot for me that night, and I don't know why. I mean, what was so bad about livestock? I mean, I was being honest.
Brandon, that ain't nothing. I'm a high school basketball referee, and I've had him waiting on me at the parking lot.
hold on. You want to hear a story about me at a high school basketball game?
But in fairness, he shoots sucks. I work and sucks. He shoots sucks.
My niece played basketball, and I went to a basketball game. They were – all right, we got adults like Dave, you know, 65 and above, just cussing my niece. So, you know, I'm not a violent person. You know, I don't want to hurt nobody, you know, nothing like that. So I go over, and I tell them to stop messing with my kid. And then I just turn around because I got to go – take a piss. So I go pull the anaconda out in the bathroom.
Oh, brother. Oh, my God. As I'm doing
this old man, kind of like Dave's age, about 75, comes in the bathroom and tries to cheap shot me because my niece is too aggressive on the basketball court.
Yeah.
I told him to grow a set of balls and I hit him. He hit the ground like Dave did when he counted Ric Flair's 3.
Yep.
So, yep. Enzo, come here.
Enzo, you know, just heard you about getting in another fight. A lie. Yeah.
Enzo, come on. I know you don't like hearing Vladdy's name. I know. But I did. I really did. I got the dude tried to sucker punch me in the bathroom, and it turned into a whole fiasco.
That is when they're the craziest, is when you're at like the peewee level. Because, like,
yeah,
parents and grandparents haven't let their kids fail, or they're not used to them like getting hurt, and so when they do, they like completely lose their crap.
I mean, I've been around it enough. Like, I see them all the time, parents getting out of hand with the referees, and I'm like, why don't you take your ass down there and do it?
Then they wonder why they don't have enough of them anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, them, like, my niece plays volleyball. I don't know how familiar y'all are with volleyball, but you got to have a line judge, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's done got so bad now that they pull the parents down there to do the line judge.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sitting here going, yeah, this parent's kid plays on the team, so maybe they can cheat, right?
Hey, up here,
nobody's moving.
They're literally pulling kids out of the crowd to line judge up here. That's how bad it is up
here.
Oh.
Yeah.
We, my wife coaches, so she tells me to shut up a lot. But I'm sure we have some good umpires and referees in Mississippi, but I hadn't seen one yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're not gonna see an umpire, a referee, or anything from Mississippi that's any good.
You did hear that, Dave, right?
I heard
two of them, Obama.
Oh, I hate these two. Look,
and that's what you were saying to us.
Look, this looks like a payoff here.
Me and Obama were doing we're getting a picture together, and Koloff came up and started in on Obama. He hates Obama more than he hates me.
Oh, most definitely. Obama is the most crooked referee, and may I say, I did not vote for him.
I feel like that's Mr. Koloff's Goga phase right there. I thought he was in the what was that? Goga in the
You really ought to get a mask.
The oddities. It's the oddities. Yes, yeah. The oddities.
You ought to get a mask with the Gorbachev birthmark.
You know, I should. So, I've got many different ones.
Now, what is up with this Obama? What's he doing there? Is he a cheater?
He is the most crooked referee. He's an awful referee. I hate him very much. He's almost as bad as George Strong. He calls himself Red Shoes. That's a referee I hate too. You know, there's a lot of referees around here. Usually around the time that they count my shoulders to three, even though one of them was really up. Around these referees are just crooked, and I think they all go to this. To the school of Super Dave.
Now, they you do. Say he calls himself Red Shoes?
George Strong. Yes, not oh, that's George. Oh, not this Obama. Is Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Obama. Oscar. That's Oscar Obama.
Okay.
No, that's cheater Obama.
Obama looks like he'd be getting heat on himself in there.
He does. He's got Obamacare going on. That's getting heat right there.
Obama and Red Shoes both cheated on the referee test.
Hey, regardless of what these two say, Oscar Obama is one of the best referees in Mississippi. He's come a long way. I remember when he started and where he's at now. He's a tremendous referee. I'm going to get to work with him in Vicksburg November 11th. I'm excited that he's going to be there.
If only now, he would learn Vicksburg? How to count.
What's that?
If only he would learn how to count.
Well, neither one of you can count. I mean, Dave can't count. Obama can't count. George can't count. I mean, I ain't never seen a referee that can really count.
Are you saying that, unlike his famous uncle, Obama didn't go to Harvard? Vladimir, is that what you're saying?
He couldn't spell Harvard, much less
Not
Dave.
At all. Not at all. He couldn't even dream about going to Harvard.
Oh, that was fun. I can just keep going and we can shit on Obama on the rest of the show. I'm good with it.
Poor guy.
His teeth look crooked too in this picture.
Poor guy.
So, I love the guy, but he's got the heat off of me now.
You don't
No, Dave, don't let's not get started on you. You look like in this picture, you look like you have 8x10s of you pinning Ric Flair's or pinning Jeff Jarrett's shoulders to the mat, ready to go.
No, he was pinning Ric Flair's shoulders.
Yeah, he did.
It's just in a different way.
That's true.
Or at least.
And if you want one of those pictures, you can catch me at Ref Super Dave PWD on Twitter.
Look at you plugging stuff.
Shameless plug. Don't know how to count to three, but you've got a Twitter account.
I'm going to tell you what. This is a good time. This is a good time to interject this in here. If I'm on a show, if you come up to me and you show me you subscribe to our YouTube channel, at pwdpod.com will take you to our YouTube channel. If you show me that you've subscribed, I'll give you one of those promo pictures of me counting to three.
Why don't you give him the little Johnson shirt over here? Yeah. He ain't even plugged nothing yet.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you from? Did you say you was from Arkansas?
Yep. Might as well be.
Well, I mean, if you're from West Virginia, you're definitely from Arkansas.
I'm actually from Ohio, but I live here now.
Oh, so my God. Don't tell nobody that, man.
Go Bengals. I would just say you're from West Virginia. Bengals.
Hold on. Hold on.
Bengals. Bengals. I knew I didn't like you.
Well, what do you call
them? You're a Joe Cringe fan.
Who day, baby? Who day? All right.
Well, hey, guys. You noticed a minute ago that Koloff was holding up his tag belt, and y'all know how I feel about belts, and it's that time of the show again where we're going to talk about them. Big time belts is who you go to if you want a belt. Look at that. I take that Mississippi belt, I throw it over my shoulder, and I walk around the house because it makes me feel like a badass. It does. BIW got their tag team belts from Big Time Belts. Battle Zone got their belts from Big Time Belts. The SWA just changed all their belts out and went with Big Time Belts. And you can too. Don't send your champion to the ring with some flimsy toy that you put some stickers on. Send him out with something that he can have pride in. Look how proud Koloff looks holding that belt. You know where that belt came from? Big Time Belts.
Big Time Belts.
High quality. There they are right there. High quality, low prices. If you're a wrestling promoter, you can give your champion quality belts to represent your company. And Big Time Belts can take care of you. You go to Facebook, you look up Big Time Belts, join the group. We will get you taken care of. Let's say that you want a belt for your fantasy football league. Nobody wants a trophy. Man, I'm going to try real hard to win my fantasy league if I'm getting a belt. Maybe your granddaughter's softball team needs a belt for when they do something good. They give them, hit them a home run, they let them help parade around the belt. I'm really not a fan of the Vegas Golden Knights, Go Stars, but you can get your favorite sports team on a belt. And right now, through the end of October, a 4mm zinc belt will cost you $230 shipped. $230 shipped. That's the same quality that goes in the ring. You can get a 4mm with 24 karat plating for $300, or you can get a 4mm with off the CNC machine with 24 karat for $380. This sale's going through the end of October. On all belts ordered in October, you can get these prices. You can't beat that. It's like a sore Peter. You can't beat it. Big Time Belts, and we want to thank Big Time Belts for sponsoring our pod.
That's right.
Hey, I got one question for you. What do you do when you can't please your wife? You just call Little Johnson. Put a smile on her face.
I was going to say, belts. Super Dave knows a thing or two about a sore Peter.
Spoken like a man from St. Petersburg.
You know how long it takes him to sort his pizza? 1, 2, 3.
3 licks. It's all it takes to get to the center of the lollipop.
Oh, and brother. You would know.
Well, I have a question for Vladimir. What?
Of course.
I don't want to talk to you. What made you? what made you think about using a mask? What made that decision?
He's so ugly.
Well, other than that, I figured that could have been part of it.
Well, first of all, I'm a very, very beautiful man. That just,
with the mask on.
Just ask my wife with our 10 children. She'll tell you all about it.
Second, you've been busy.
Oh, the big bad Vladdy Daddy stays busy. Let me tell you something, brother. But I'll answer it this way. Yes, there are a lot of maskless professional wrestlers that when they walk into a room, you instantly know that there's something. But if you see this beautiful mask, see this one's silver with red, costs more than Brandon Turner's cheap Walmart necklace. When you see me walk into the room, I could be wearing shorts and flip-flops, but you know I'm something. You know I'm something special. Plus, my booking fee goes way up whenever they want me maskless because I'm so beautiful under here. So they can't afford that. So mask it is.
Do you?
When have you been without a mask?
Where have I been without a mask?
Yeah, let me ask
your mom's house.
Oh, well, that's
she told me about it. She said it was a dud.
I bet she did.
But you gotta remember something, Big Vladdy Daddy. I'm so brilliant. I didn't have parents. I created myself.
No, sir. That's Big Bad Step Vladdy Daddy to you, sir.
Okay, keep running that trap.
Well,
and you can see this back and forth at AWA every first and second Saturday of the month.
Well, let's put your owner hat on for a minute, Brandon, and tell us what's going on with AWA. What's going up? Well, first, are y'all streaming anywhere other than YouTube?
Right now, we're just doing YouTube, putting up some stuff on there. We got some ideas in the future. But right now, we just want to focus on our live events and making the fans that are coming into the building, let them know that we're putting on one of the best shows in the world. And I'll just say this. Coming up in November, I'm Vladdy Daddy. Correct me if I'm wrong. We've got a couple of debuts coming in November, do we not?
We do. I've heard about it, but if you want to tell the people, go ahead, Mr. Baldwin.
Well, I'll just say this. We've got Madman Fulton from Impact Wrestling. He will be coming in November.
Oh.
November the 11th in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Who's some other ones we've got debuting, Big Vladdy Daddy? Because I know you know a couple of them.
Well, I heard a rumor, and you're one of the owners, I guess. And by the way, Terry Weaver, I've been to Huntsville. I've been to Rocket City Championship Wrestling over there. I pretty much travel anywhere. But to answer your question, Brandon, I heard rumors. It's up to you if you want to reveal, because it's not 100% secure yet. But I hear a current world heavyweight champion may be making his way down to AWA Pro Wrestling in the very near future, so long as his obligations with where he's a champion at is good to go.
Interesting.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything, but a current world
I'll
champion.
Just go ahead and say this. Go ahead and tell him, Big Vladdy Daddy.
Hey, go ahead and tell us. Ain't nobody listening.
That's true. There you go. Well, from what I hear, a tentative agreement has been made that at the beginning of the year, more details to come, that NWA World Heavyweight Champion EC3 plans to come to AWA Pro Wrestling to defend his World Heavyweight title, if he's still champion, of course. So definitely stay tuned to AWA's social medias. That's AWA Wrestling 17 on Facebook. That's AWA Pro 2017 on Instagram, because it sounds like we're going to have EC3, the NWA World Champion, one of, if not the most prestigious championship belts, the 10 pounds of gold itself, in an AWA ring very soon.
That it will
is
be.
Awesome.
And hey, here's the thing. We just got to make sure. I mean, everything's been agreed upon. The only thing is if NWA is doing tapings, it won't happen that weekend. But we are going to make it happen one way or the other. But as far as we know right now, everything is set. And we'll release the date and whatnot coming up.
Well, I've got an NWA referee shirt. I'm just saying.
Well, I know you do. You also ref Ric Flair's last match. What do you?
But can you count to three?
No. What are you sitting here? I got an NWA T-shirt. I mean, I can go stitch an NWA on a T-shirt.
I will say this: out of all the crooked referees, if I wanted a referee to be in that ring for that world title match that maybe Vladimir Koloff gets the opportunity at, then I would recommend Super Duper Dave himself to be the one to do it. I mean, he has the shirt and everything. Super Duper Dave, that's your only time I'm going to put you over, Dave. Just remember that.
Well, this is the only time I'm going to put you over, Dave. Do you still have that ref shirt from when you was reffing back when the Flintstones was around?
I do.
Okay.
Heck, I still wear the belt every week that I wore when the Flintstones were around.
Ben, now, I got one question, one more question for you.
I don't know about the Flintstones, but I'll make her bed.
You're just hating on me because I get that senior citizens discount.
Oh, you just stepped on a good dad joke. Senior citizens
discount. Sting's that old too? Man. All right. Here, I got one question for you. All right. You played sports, right?
Me?
Yeah. He played soccer.
I played soccer.
That don't count.
Oh, my God.
I played baseball and basketball, Brandon.
You mean I played football? Baseball.
I played baseball and soccer.
All right. So you played football, Dave. Good. You played soccer. I mean, I'm sure your toes are hurting.
Football.
But back then, you know, when you played sports, you know, like the soccer ball and the baseball, that was all like, what, stone or something, you know? I mean, like, y'all didn't even have actual fields. Y'all just made up stuff. Y'all just, you know.
I used a stick and we hit rocks.
They chopped down weeds with the tobacco stick.
We played pitch with horse apples.
Now, Dave, also, what is it? Like Utica, Mississippi, right? You know right. Where that's at, don't you?
Yeah, you just drive south from Vicksburg till you smell it.
Yeah, you don't even got to smell. I mean, but anyway, I went through there one day, man.
I bet you did.
And I didn't see nothing. Like I saw about 20 trailer parks. You know, maybe a couple 20. Of cars.
Only 20?
Yeah.
I mean, Mississippi, I think it's the capital of the world for trailer parks.
Mississippi?
That's yeah. Not exactly true. Now, while we pretty much all have trailers, but they're not very
They're
few
not
parks.
Parked together.
No.
Trailers.
Ain't nobody wasting money on brick and mortar. We buy land and modular homes.
I got Tottenham modular home.
Now, look, growing. You said that day you said modular home, but you can't even spell it.
I think we need to highlight what this inbred Willie Buck is going on about in this chat room right now, because he's talking about one person I hate more than anything in the world.
Oh.
He says, Vladimir Koloff, I will not be talking my favorite wrestler, and that will be Ray Fury. Let me tell you something about Ray Fury. I hate Ray Fury. Ray Fury is the absolute worst. He is the worst ever. Him and his stupid, stupid little yeats. I cannot stand. As a matter of fact, this is how much I can. Hold on.
I didn't know.
We've been talking about titles. You see this right here? That's the Lost Art of Wrestling title. I beat Ray Fury for that title. Oh. Why? Because I hate Ray Fury. His mask is stupid. His face is stupid. His yeet F-bomb is stupid. Everything about him is stupid. I hope he gets 4 flat tires and gangrene.
Mr. Cole, dang. I mean, yeet yeet sounds like something you say when you sneeze. What the hell is that?
That's because he's a toddler mentally.
We actually had the pleasure of having Mr. Fury on last month.
The displeasure of Ray Fury. Anything involving that yeet brain is a displeasure.
Well goodness. I kind of liked Ray. I had no idea.
I kind of liked Ray.
And your stock has just went down with me if you like Ray Fury.
I hate
Ray Fury.
Will you come on next year and tell us how you really feel about Ray Fury? Because I don't think we've got to the bottom of it.
Here. When I am old and gray and on my deathbed, the last words I will say is, I hate Ray Fury.
He's not even American, is he? Oh, yeah, he is. He's from New York. He is American.
He's stupid is what he is.
Well, you're talking to somebody that's not American, Little Johnson.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was trying to figure out the heat, but I mean, he does have.
And he's not even talking about the Ethiopian Brandon Turner. That's right. That's right, Liz. You tell him, Liz. Ray Fury sucks. He's
Where
stupid.
Are you saying all this? Ray Fury sucks. I don't see nothing on here. Comments.
That's because you cannot.
Hard to argue with the champ. You can't spell champ. I see her now.
Hold on.
Don't let Ellie hear this part. Who is Ellie?
That is my niece, and I took her to this.
She loves Ray Fury.
And she loves Ray Fury.
How you doing?
I'm taking
your aunt out.
She I'm about to fall over, but it's hard to.
Trying to say you're gonna be Uncle Brandon.
Yeah.
Dang, Koloff, save some gold for everybody else.
Look at him. He's stacking it up.
Look at him.
You see all these? Look, Ray Fury has one belt. He has one title, and I want it. That VIW title.
You need another one.
I need that one, and I need more. But I
now I know how you lost all that weight. It was carrying all that gold around. Ray Fury has sense.
You know what? I think, actually, I love this, and I hope you guys wrestle soon, because I feel like the combination of your kind of power and quickness along with the way he wrestles would probably be a fantastic match that I would be very.
Are you deaf? I just said I beat him for this.
I know you did. I'll have to go back and watch that.
And if I and when the day comes that I return to VIW, I will beat Ray Fury for another title. Mark my words.
There it is. He's
sorry,
calling you out, Ray.
My blood pressure went up. My face got a little red. I'm good now.
I didn't see that coming. So tell us, does AWA have a merch store?
Yeah. Just come
great
to the
answer,
building, buy a ticket. That's a merch.
That's great, just that's great. Good. Got to come to the. Got to come to. You can't get it online.
You stuttered, Junior.
What,
come
what
on,
you can
now.
Do
you
is see, Brandon, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to sell. I'm going to teach you how to sell real quick, okay? What you can do is you can go to www.awaprowrestling.com. You can get your balcony or your general admission or, even better, your ringside front row, because it's front row only ticket. Come on out to the show, see some great professional wrestling, and while you're at it, come get some merch from the wrestler, some merch from AWA, some of that great concession food. And more importantly, come get yourself, where's it at? Oh, I got a pile of belts. Get yourself more Koloff.
That was fantastic. So
see, that's how you and I must have the connection went out or something.
Well, you are blind, deaf, and dumb. That does not surprise me. So you probably didn't hear me, but that's okay.
Where can people follow you guys, like on the X Twitter gimmick or whatever it's called?
The X Twitter, we don't do that.
I
couldn't find you.
I found your AWA.
X? But y'all haven't done anything on it since like 2019. So
no, that's the old one. The only thing you're going to get out of me is Instagram.
We got
YouTube.
A Facebook.
You don't know why I don't get on X. Is anybody, are we on pause or something right now?
No.
All right. Well, the reason we're not on X.
You're on menopause.
Yeah. Emma? But I've never done ecstasy, so I don't know about X.
He's scared of it.
Well, here's the thing. I forgot my login. So we just don't do that.
Well, Facebook
you might as well create a new account, because they're not going to help you recover it.
I tried to do that too.
Well, Mr. Koloff just plugged your show for you better, so let him do it.
That's right. For your main source of information, the Facebook page is the very best. You get everything subsequently from the Instagram and the website, but the Facebook page is the best. As far as I'm concerned, you can follow me on X, on Instagram, X Twitter, whatever, Facebook. I think I got a TikTok. All of those are Needs More Koloff. @needsmorekoloff. I have www.needsmorekoloff.com. I have a prowrestlingtees.com/needsmorekoloff. The only thing that doesn't say Needs More Koloff is my YouTube page. It's just Vladimir Koloff.
Well, I am now a very happy member of the AWA Pro Wrestling Facebook page.
Hey, what about the Brilliant Ones Facebook page? You a fan of that yet? What about you, Lil Johnson?
No, I am not. I disliked it. I put a thumbs down on it. I'm now swearing my Russian citizenship.
Allegiance, come on.
See, here's the thing about
– go ahead and say it out loud.
Here's the thing about Brandon Turner. Here's the problem with Brandon Turner. When he was brought into this world, God said he was going to give him brains. He heard rain and ran like hell. That's the problem with Brandon. He'd rather climb a tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell a truth.
Well, I am so hardcore a Vladimir Koloff fan now that I would like to hear some trivia about people from Russia, Amy.
All right. Are you all going to stick around for trivia?
Sure, I'll stick around for a minute.
Y'all are more than welcome to stay.
Yes, yes. So,
Amy's trivia.
Yes.
Looks like.
All right.
Hey, go ahead. Let's do the trivia.
All right. First one. I was born March 24th, 1985, in Gainesville, Florida. I spent time during my childhood in Russia due to my dad being a Christian missionary.
Already know this one.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to guess?
Lana! CJ Perry.
It is Lana. Good job. It says, I did not grow up dreaming to be a wrestler. I actually grew up dreaming of being a dancer. I found myself as a spokesmodel, actress, backup dancer, and even in a girl band before finding myself signed with the WWE in 2013. I did not debut as a wrestler, but as a manager to the Bulgarian Brute, who I ended up marrying in 2016. I recently made my debut in AEW, where it seems I will be looking to manage talent. You are correct. It is the ravishing Russian Lana.
And, you know, she wanted to be a dancer. I was a dancer once.
You were? What kind
of? Yes, I
was a stripper.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Amy grew up wanting to be a dancer, too.
So no, we're all I was stripping.
She was last night. Those dollars going on the plate, don't they, Amy?
Man, Vladimir is showing his Russian chops already. Look at that.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, he knows all these. He's Googling them as we talk.
I wouldn't Amy have got
priority
it.
Priority sent our little Johnson up there's priority sent him the answers because – he's such a great fan now.
Little Johnson don't know any of these answers, probably.
Well, I would have.
You probably can't spell none of these things.
No, I can't.
I would have needed all the way down to the next to the last clue before I would have got it.
Before, I wouldn't have got it then.
I wouldn't have either.
Being married to Rusev, or Miro, whatever his name is.
Who?
Happy Miro. Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day, definitely.
Happy all right. Brilliant Day.
We'll move on to the next one. I was born October 6, 1959 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I went to the famous Robindale High School and was a bouncer along with Hawk and Animal before getting into professional
I got wrestling. This one.
As a Russian sympathized character.
Oh, Barry Darso.
But what was his character's name? I became part of
Crusher
the
Crusher Khrushchev.
Yeah.
Crusher Khrushchev.
Damn.
I became part of a faction with Ivan and Nikita Koloff. Vladimir could have been in there too.
Needs more Koloff.
There was a lot of Koloff in that faction.
I said, Amy was not aware I was this character for the longest time. She only knew me as a member of one of her favorite tag teams, Demolition. She also did not realize for the longest time I was also the Repo Man. Took her a long time to realize wrestling was predetermined.
You know, people say that the Hart Foundation or the Hart family is the greatest wrestling family. I think the Koloff family, I mean, Vladimir's here. Look at all of his kinfolk that have been in wrestling.
I know. I did. Yes. And, you know, that is very kinfolk. True.
I was you trying to call them to kinfolk in Russia, though.
Well, I don't think.
What do you call them?
Family.
What do you call Comrades.
only people like him.
Well, we don't call them Little Johnsons, that's for sure.
No. Well, he calls his sister Mama, so I mean, what's the difference?
Ooh. I was born August 25th, 1942 in Montreal, Canada. I actually debuted in wrestling as an Irish villain named Red McNulty.
Ivan.
Ivan.
Oh, I was like, what? And wore an eye patch. What's his real name? After a few years, I changed up my character and become a bearded, villainous wrestler from the Ukraine. As the character, I found much more success and spent the rest of my wrestling career as the Russian Bear. It is Ivan Koloff, but do you know his real name?
I know he had like a, I feel like his last name was like, this is what's making me mad.
Johnson?
Yeah, Little Johnson, was that his name?
No. I don't know. Do you have the, I do know the answer, but I'm not very good at saying. I'm not very good at pronunciations.
And you probably couldn't spell it either, could you?
This is pro wrestling. His real name is Ivan Koloff.
That's right. There you go.
That's true. We'll just leave it at that.
My real name is Vladimir.
Awesome. Okay, we'll just leave
it at that. And his real name is Enzo.
And you can't teach that.
Enzo is over with us.
Yes, very
way
much
more
so.
Over than the bald guy below me.
I'll tell you what, this is the cutest thing in the world right here.
That's agreed. That Enzo's a good boy.
Hey Turner, you're currently below me. You're pretty used to that by now, aren't you?
Very much so, I guess.
Okay, this says his birth name was Oriel Paris.
Yes.
Paris?
Yeah, it's Canadian. French is probably Paris.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He's French. He's French Canadian.
You can only be one. Why can't you make up your mind?
I know. Thank you, Justin. All right, next one. I was born October 14th, 1947, in Croatia.
Saturday.
Yeah. My maternal grandfather was a world champion in the Greco-Roman wrestling style, so
this
perhaps
is
that
off.
Is the reason
why
I was drawn to the professional wrestling world. I was trained by Calgary's own Stu Hart and debuted in 1967. I spent time in a variety of territories. I worked mainly as a heel, but at the end of my career, I was seen more of a baby face. And I was inducted into the WWF Hall of Fame class of 2005.
Russians aren't baby faces ever.
Well, it was a more baby face role, not a complete baby face role. More baby face role.
Nikita Volkov.
Nikolai Volkov. And if you don't get this correct, I will sing for you my favorite song, the Russian national anthem. Mr. Koloff, could you give us a rendition of the Russian national anthem?
Yeah, give us a rendition there, Vladimir.
Honor us
with this. You know, I could.
You stuttered.
The dictator heard asking, what it?
I could, I should, but I shan't.
But he shan't. You know, and
I do have a story, though. I do have a story
now,
that involves the Russian
sing,
national anthem.
I had...
No, you cannot. We've heard that. We've heard you scream soprano whenever I whooped you with that belt. Anyway, I had a promoter in one time tell me that he wanted me to play the Russian national anthem before my match. And normally someone interrupts it, but he's like, no, I want the whole thing to play. What he did not realize was the Russian national anthem is about 5 minutes long. So we played it the entire thing.
Interesting.
5 minutes long.
I guess we never know that because Nikolai never got to finish
it. He never got to finish it. Disrespectful.
Him and Iron Sheik, though, were fantastic. They were almost like a comedic heel team. And it was, you know, I loved it when he'd say, Gene Mean. And he, you know,
Gene Mean.
To this day, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or if that's just how he said it. Who knows?
The Sheik, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably,
all right. Last,
probably shoot. Oh,
last but not least, I was actually born in Kiev, Ukraine on April 24th. 1969. So when I portrayed a Russian wrestler, I was the real deal. I was a kickboxing champion and played football before signing a developmental deal with WWF.
Is this Turkai?
No.
No.
I actually won the OVW Heavyweight Championship on July 28, 2007.
This is Kozlov.
I spent approximately 3 years in the WWE, which saw me get a clean win against The Undertaker and winning tag team gold with Santino Marella. After leaving the WWE, I found success in Hollywood as an actor and stuntman. I have recently been seen on Impact Wrestling as a Russian commentator and shared the screen with my old tag team partner, Santino. You are correct. It is Vladimir Kozlov.
Kozlov. You know, that is the name that they mix up the very most. Kozlov and Kozlov. Kozlov and Kozlov. And then you did it right then and there. My face is red again.
Well, Mr. Kozlov, you were about to lose your red card, your red Russian card there, because you got the wrong answer first. But you got it back quick, so we'll let you keep it. We'll let you keep it.
I heard kickboxing, and that made me think of Turkai.
Well, it's like Kozlov, Volkov, Kozlov. A lot of tongue ties.
That is Bolshevik.
Yes, that is our Russian wrestler trivia.
Thank you, Amy.
Yes, thank you for playing.
Before we get out of here, I want to circle back to something unfortunate. Y'all suffered a loss, a tragedy in AWA. Your ring announcer, Joey Goats, recently unexpectedly passed away. Oh. And y'all did one of the classiest, coolest tributes that I can only imagine that he would have loved it. Before we talk about the Battle Royal, would you tell us about Joey Goats?
Well, I'll start. Joey, when I first broke into this industry, he was just breaking in as well. He was refereeing, eventually turned to ring announcer for DCW, and you know his personality was very unique in that he was a very dry person, a dry ring announcer, if you will. But what it meant was anytime his humorous side would poke out, that it really popped. He was very good to us in the Gulf Coast area as a whole. He unfortunately did pass away, lost his battle with cancer. He had been fighting it for about a year and a half or so. He retired in January, but the medicine he was on allowed him to actually come back. So we got a little more time with Joey in our ring before he left us. And, you know, I'm going to miss Joey very much. We all will. He was a very good person. Me and him would have a lot of conversation, and he was one of the people that just, and this was randomly, but he would send me a nice message or two here and there to keep me going when pro wrestling kind of brings you down. And I definitely am going to miss him. There will never be a guy like Joey Goats. We did do a tribute show. We thought that was the best way to go about things. And I will say that whether you like some of the wrestlers or hate some of the wrestlers, every single wrestler brought it on Saturday night for Joey. And I hope we made him proud. I believe we did.
I agree. I think we did, man. It was just a special night, and it's just one of those shows that you don't really look forward to. Not that, you know, it's not a good show. It's just sad that we lost Joey. And I don't show many emotions whatsoever, but, you know, it had to do with Joey being the very first person that introduced me to the ring when I became a manager, sang in the Macarena and whatnot, that – I mean,
he played the Macarena for Brandon as a rib.
Yeah. And I know sold it. But I've known Joey for about 5 years. And I just don't know if I can even talk about it. It's just, you know, the situation the other night, I wanted to make it the best we could. And we, you know, and we did. Joey was a great person. There will not be another ring announcer like him. I don't care how good you are, how flashy you sound, how good you can go, oh, and the brilliant one. I don't care how good you can do it. There's only two great ring announcers, in my opinion. That's Howard Finkel and Joey Goetz.
You know what? He kind of looks like Howard. He's got the hairline and everything for Howard.
Yep. So.
But, no, sounds like he was a really good dude. It's a shame. It sucks to lose anyone at that young of an age. I've went through a couple people in my life about that age in the last few years, so it's never easy doing that.
Well, they had the Battle Royal, and in the Battle Royal, when it came down to the final two, Brimstone and Chris Pabst, they put Joey's tribute items in the ring and eliminated themselves. Therefore, Joey Goetz was declared the winner of the Battle Royal.
Yep. That's awesome.
Aww.
That's awesome.
That's so classic. And one thing about Joey, there's not very many ring announcers that when they walk to the ring, they get a chant for their name, Joey, Joey. And it became a trend where Joey would get chanted his name at the beginning of every single show. It's funny because when he came back for us in April, it was a surprise. No one knew. So when they reacted, he come back through the curtain. And I just looked at him and said, well, you just stole the show for everybody.
Yeah.
Because nobody's topping that. And that was up there with one of the biggest moments of the year for me, for AWA. And we got to have a lot of fun with him. It got to a point where we started having him come out to random wrestlers' music. Like if we'd play Bret Hart's music, it'd be Joey the Hitman Goetz. And you know, just we got to have a lot of fun. And he never knew. Like, we never told him. We never told him when we started doing that. We never told him who it would be. He wouldn't know until the fans knew, and he would have to react off of that. Mm-hmm. And just we had a lot of fun with him. As you can see, this is from when he was originally going to step away from ring announcing, and he didn't expect that all of us would come out. And but we everyone loved and respect Joe, and we're going to miss him a lot.
It's not too often that the announcer gets as much crowd reaction as any of the wrestlers on the show. And that just shows you that they have a special connection with the fans, much in the way, like Brandon was saying, that Howard Finkel did with that New York, Philadelphia area fans, because he was their guy for 25 years. And that's it sounds right. Like that, you know, he had that same connection with your guys' fans down there.
And he did. And there's like I said, there's no fan base like the AWA fan base. If you're ever in that crowd, the atmosphere is just different. I mean, Liz is she's here, and she's one of many that scream their heads off. Hers is the loudest, but, and I mean that in the best way. But she, you know, there's nothing like the AWA wrestling fans. So, and that's right. Joey was the best.
Joey was great. And, you know, we was talking about, you know, things that wrestlers do that don't entertain the fans. You know, Joey was more over than most wrestlers. And you know what the key to that was? He was just being himself.
100% himself. He didn't deviate. There was no character. That was Joey. And then, again, I can't say it enough. A tremendous loss for us. We're going to miss him very much. And we'll continue to honor him the best that we can this past Saturday night, as well as the coming show this Saturday in Ocean Springs. Proceeds from both events in October are going to the Animal Rescue Foundation, now the Mobile. He volunteered there, spent a lot of his time there, very passionate about the animals. I think, I don't have a specific number, but I believe this is not even show funds, but I believe in donations alone this Saturday, we were around $500. And that's just from the fans out of their own pockets.
Yeah, that's not even from anything. That's just from the donations.
That's before any of the show stuff goes through. And that's again, just credit to them.
That's awesome. You know, the Battle Royal that he, you know, officially won. Maybe you guys can do that every year and just name it after him and honor him.
We will.
That way.
We will. Yeah. We definitely will.
Well, man, we can't thank y'all enough for y'all's time. I mean, we've been here an hour and a half, and we can't thank you enough.
Well, Amy, we're going for another hour and a half.
Well, it's Oh, Lord. It's no problem. I mean, you did tell me that the check would be in the mail having to deal with Brandon for an hour and a half, so I fully expect many zeros.
Checks.
And
many zeros.
Checks. Dave.
Rubles.
You told me this was about hot dogs and handshakes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, checks? But this was for the love of the game.
We're not playing
the love of the game.
Dave said he would pay you in rubles. It's worth about half the dollar right now.
What is a ruble? You can't spell ruble. How do you know what a ruble is?
And I'd love to sit on here and go another hour with y'all, but as you mentioned, I'm old and I have a bedtime.
Oh, no. You don't have a bedtime. The nursing home has a bedtime.
Yeah. We have what we call lights. We have lights out.
You're funny.
He's got to
thank
put on
y'all
his life
so much. And anytime you have an open invitation to come on, anytime you want to, if you got something coming up, y'all want to put it over, by all means, the door is always open. We're a small podcast. We're growing every week. And we can't thank you enough for your time, because it's talent like y'all that are helping us grow this thing. And
well, and you know what?
And it'll never be lost on me that your generosity.
And I want you all to know this, especially since I heard about your hatred of Dave.
That's harsh.
Harsh. Well, but.
But true.
If we get 10 more subscribers.
No. Eight more.
Eight more. Okay. If we get 8 more subscribers on our YouTube channel, Angel Camacho chops Dave.
Hold on. What is the
where are you at this weekend, Dave?
I'm nowhere this weekend. I don't have anything coming up until November the 11th.
Well, you're getting chopped this weekend, it looks like.
But www.pwdpod.com.
Mr. Koloff is from Russia, so he can make like 8 accounts.
I just subscribed.
And I'm going to tell y'all that.
Tell your friends.
And this is kind of a bigger deal, because at first I was like, oh, it's just a chop. I mean, he is 3 times my size, but
three
it's
times.
Just a chop.
You better watch out.
Dave.
He's 3 times 3 bigger than you.
But now he is. I've been punched in the face by him, and I don't want this man to hit me. So this has become.
I tell you what.
I mean, I might have to wear some Depends. I almost crapped my pants.
How many subscribers are you looking to get?
Are we going to film this? The chop?
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yeah,
I got a better proposal. How many?
Oh God, we went to 195 just that quick.
Okay. Well, if we can get to 300, if we can get to 300 subscribers, share this. Please get 300 subscribers. I will live stream Angel Camacho giving Dave the Vader bomb.
There we go.
I'll take it.
No.
Vladimir wants to do something.
He's going to give him Russian sickle.
At 300 subscribers, I will give Dave a cannonball.
That's fair. Yes. A cannonball and
Let's save bomb. Let's save the Vader bomb. Let's save the Vader bomb for 500. The Camacho bomb.
Yeah, the Camacho bomb for 500. Okay.
300.
That's our ultimate. Because we need to get to 500, but we're just setting baby steps.
You get a Russian cannonball. 300. You get 1 cannonball for each 100. So there you go. You get 3 cannonballs.
Well, please help promote that, because, like I said, we got to hit 200 first.
And I've had one of them cannonballs.
If you'd like to see a senior citizen abused, like and subscribe to our channel.
Brandon, Dave, I don't think that'll be your last cannonball either.
No, it probably won't.
It will not be.
You know, I was sitting there minding my own business in the Joey Goats Memorial Battle Royal this week. I was just watching things. And what's this cheater here doing? He comes up and chops me. I know we're taking up too much of your time. Dave's got to eat.
No, we're good. I'm more concerned about your time.
He's got to get to the nursing home, and they got to put him down.
They're about to bring the rice pudding in, Brandon.
Yeah, what's the buttermilk taste like?
He can take his bedtime meds.
He has to put his life alert on.
So join us. join us next week, y'all. We're gonna pivot from wrestling. Well, there's gonna be wrestling, but we're gonna do comedy with my good friend, yes, touring comedian, best selling author, the Buttercream Dream, Corey Ryan Forster from the Well Read Comedy Tour.
Buttercream Dream, I like that.
He will be joining us next week, so we're gonna prepare to laugh our ass off for an hour, and y'all don't miss Corey Ryan Forster, because this guy is hilarious.
This
will be great, but I thought that we were doing comedy already with us having Brandon on the podcast.
Look, it's Enzo.
I almost fired from my job because of a video me and Corey Ryan Forster did after an AEW pay-per-view that got quickly taken off Twitter. So we'll talk about that and a lot more next week on our show with Corey Ryan Forster.
Tune in.
Definitely.
Yeah, don't miss an episode.
That's right. Keep subscribing.
All right, guys. So for the brilliant one, Mr. Brandon Turner, brilliance personified, I'm sorry. And of course, we all need more Koloff with Mr. Vladimir Koloff. Thank you guys much for coming on and joining us. For the great Pondwater Dave, and for the First Lady of the Arn Anderson.
And for Enzo. Don't leave Enzo out.
And for the great Enzo, not Amore. He's the Enzo Pimpe dog right there that you see. My name is Justin Davis, and please take care of yourself and each other. So long, everyone.